Business and Financial Radio Network, Voice America Business.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Career Contentment Radio with author and host, Jeff Garten. Jeff and his guests will help you shift the old job satisfaction paradigm so you can enjoy your career contentment with or without job satisfaction. Now here's your host, Jeff Garten.
Welcome. I'm your host, Jeff Garten, and our program today is titled Emotional Abundance for Career Contentment. If you have questions about anything we discuss on this program today, we invite you to call 866-472-5790 or send an email to jeffgarten@careercontentment.com. Here we go. How are you feeling? We're at the start of a brand new year, and I'm sure you had time over the holidays to contemplate your career and reassess your priorities and possibilities. So really, how do you feel about this? Do you feel recharged, blessed, and passionate to get out there and begin again, or do you feel worried, uncertain about your future? You probably think I'm going to tell you that you should be feeling passionate regarding your future instead of feeling uncertain, but not exactly. The truth is, both reactions are beneficial to understanding your best course of action for the start of this new year. It certainly helps if you feel blessed and passionate, but feelings of uncertainty may be telling you that before jumping feet first into something there's something you need to slow down and to think about and do some preliminary work before you can feel recharged, blessed, and passionate. Imagine your emotions as an internal warning system that causes you to pause and check in with your inner wisdom. With some plans and behaviors, you may sense you have a green light to proceed. With others, you may sense a red light to stop or make needed changes. Or perhaps you sense you're getting a yellow warning that says, beware, and proceed with caution. It's all good information. But rather than always heed these warnings, we have a tendency to ignore or try to change or improve how we feel. Even if that means putting on a smile and keeping up our chin when deep down we may not feel genuinely happy. Eventually how we truly feel catches up to us. So sometimes putting on a smile works, but there are times we need to pay attention to how and why we feel the way we do. So the really important question is not how do you feel, but rather are you paying attention to how you feel and what are you doing about it? Dr. Chris Peterson is one of the world's 100 most frequently cited research psychologists. He teaches at the University of Michigan and is co-founder of the New Positive Psychology with Dr. Martin Seligman at the University of Pennsylvania. And Chris was a guest on this program last August, and through his work, we've learned that our lives are guided by our emotions. We don't live in response to our good and bad circumstances, but in response to our emotions caused by what we think about our circumstances. And we can improve how we feel by changing how we think. However, this is not an endorsement for the power of positive thinking, which overlooks the harsh realities in life in hopes they magically disappear. Instead, positive psychology is based on the power of thinking non-negatively, which considers the good and bad realities from an optimistic point of view. And this raises an important point about our emotions that should not be overlooked. We think first, feel second, and then we take action based on how we feel. Our emotions fuel our ability to make things happen, and it's important, therefore, that we give serious thought to what we think about our emotions. We shouldn't dismiss, ignore, suppress, or try to fix or improve how we feel without first trying to understand why we feel the way we do. And only then can we understand what we need to do. How do feelings and emotions relate to career contentment? Well, contentment is a state of mind, which means it's not dependent on other people, things, or circumstances, but on how you think. And by reasoning alone, you can choose to be content even if not happy or entirely satisfied. Contentment acknowledges our emotions, but without necessarily surrendering to them, when doing so may be harmful to our state of mind, health, or effectiveness on the job. On last week's program, we heard from medical and psychology expert Dr. Richard Petty, who discussed self-regulation and reasoning to maintain your contented state of mind, as opposed to being constantly buffeted by harmful emotions. It's your sense of career contentment that enables your resilience to stay on track to fulfill your calling and purpose despite the inevitable instances of job dissatisfaction. And without this self-regulating ability, you risk suffering the effects of job stress, burnout, or perhaps even the loss of your job. It's essential that we pay close attention to our emotions, learn from them, be guided by them, but not ruled by them, without some form of reasoning in between, because nothing in this world is absolutely perfect, completely satisfying, within our control, or always goes our way. But through reasoning, we can be content, even if not happy or entirely satisfied. If you don't think so, then consider the example provided by Dr. Viktor Frankl, psychiatrist and author of the classic book, Man's Search for Meaning, and survivor of two concentration camps during World War II. He said, when everything is taken away, you still have the ability to reason and can find meaning to endure even the most despicable conditions known to man. If Dr. Frankl is capable of self-regulating, to find meaning and contentment in a death camp, certainly we can do as much in our jobs, provided we have the incentive of work that is meaningful to our calling and purpose. Otherwise, we're probably in the wrong job. How will we know what to do or which jobs are likely to give us greater career contentment? It's simple. We listen, learn from, and take guidance from our emotions. Our guest today knows exactly what I'm talking about. Michelle Bursell is an emotional guru, and she specializes in life coaching, speaking, and training to help individuals understand and purposefully utilize their emotions to enjoy their most abundant lives. She's also a columnist for Milwaukee's Citigal magazine and author of the new book, Emotional Abundance, Becoming Empowered. Her background includes advanced degrees in clinical psychology and education, so listen now as Michelle teaches you the importance of your contented emotions in helping you to have and enjoy the career you desire with or without job satisfaction. Michelle Bursell, welcome and thanks for being a part of this program.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm glad to be on Career Contentment Radio today.
You're from a town where I lived in for quite a number of years, up there in Milwaukee.
Oh, I love Milwaukee. It's a great place to live.
You know, one of the favorite places I like to visit up there is the Spice House down there on 3rd Street nearby Mater's Restaurant. What a fantastic shop. Great place to visit.
Oh, it is. It's amazing, and this city continues to grow culturally. It's got so much to offer. I tell everyone it's a secret, but I think my secret's getting out of the bag today.
Well, you're one of Milwaukee's secrets, I think, and particularly your new book. So why don't you tell our listeners what you do for a living and what gives your career contentment?
Sure, Jeff. Well, as you mentioned, I'm a psychotherapist, life coach, speaker, and now author. And what I enjoy about my career is that it allows me to wear so many different hats. But I think your question about what brings me contentment is that inner knowing that I have, that I'm supporting people to live their lives with greater peace, balance, and freedom. And I say an inner knowing because sometimes I'm not always told that, but I feel that from within based on what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, tell us, what inspired you to write this book, Emotional Abundance, Become Empowered? What was it? What's the story behind the story?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's interesting because never, ever did I intend to write a book. And what started happening was a couple of years back, I started waking up in the middle of the night about 4:35 a.m. every day. And I enjoy my sleep. I don't know about you, but I have young children, so I enjoyed sleeping. So the fact that I was getting woken up, I was not too thrilled about, but I just had this really strong sense that I needed to write. And I've written in a personal journal before, but my intuition was guiding me to get on the computer. And with this going on every day, for about 4 months, I started to recognize, oh, my goodness, I think I have a book here. And 9 months later, a finished book was completed. And it was just a gift for me because what was difficult for me was that I was a psychotherapist and life coach, yet there was times where I would still struggle with my emotions and couldn't get an understanding of why I would feel the way I did. And this book really brought insights that for me and for those that I help have really helped people learn how to work with instead of manage or try to control how they feel.
So your emotions help guide you, spoke or connected with your intuition, put you on a path which is now fulfilling your calling and purpose.
Absolutely.
Well, I think they help you write a great book. I got to tell you, emotions is one of my favorite topics because contentment is an emotion, and I loved your practical approach to a complex topic. I also liked the fact that I could feel your passion in your words, and that's why I asked the question. It sounded to me you came from a position of need and urgency. You lived it, and now you wrote about it. Is that correct?
That's exactly it. I was the person struggling with, and in some ways, on the outside, lived a nice, great life, but I would have those moments where I would get into a downward spiral and just beat myself up over small things and could not understand why I would allow myself to do that. So this is completely my passion to share this because we don't have to live that way. We don't have to do that to ourselves anymore.
Wow, that's exactly right. So tell me, what is emotional abundance? And also, what would be its opposite?
Sure. Well, emotional abundance is knowing that there's purpose to each of our emotions. Because if you think about it, it's very hard to work with and understand that which we don't know the purpose of. So once we get the purpose, we're not fighting ourselves, and therefore we can see each of our emotions as a gift. The opposite of emotional abundance is not seeing our emotions as a gift and categorizing them as good or bad. And when we do that, we actually create emotional suffering. And suffering is elongated pain. We're still going to experience painful emotions, but we have the choice to utilize them in a way that serves us, or we can elongate the pain by not attending to them, not working with them, which is what suffering is.
So you've got abundance on one side, and then you've got suffering on the other. And is there ever a time where an abundance of emotions creates suffering?
Well, an abundance of emotion will not create suffering. It can cause pain. It's really our own sense of how we are, our perspective about the emotion and how we're trying to, how we are working or not working with the emotion that actually causes suffering. The suffering is due to us ignoring, pushing down, covering up. That's what elongates our pain.
Wonderful. And as we go deeper into this program today, I'd like to tell our listeners we're going to be going through different sections of Michelle's book, which I'm excited for you to learn about, and you're going to be hearing some tips and suggestions from Michelle on how to work with your emotions, so stay with us today. Now, how did you come up with that topic, Michelle, emotional abundance?
Well, it was really from finally recognizing I was one of those persons that categorized my feelings as good or bad, and I didn't like it when I was angry or sad or frustrated. And once I got that is actually a cue to support me to live how I want to live, it was like a beam of a light hit me, and I was, oh, all of our emotions are a gift, and this is really the abundance that we are intended to receive. And every time we deny or push down a feeling that we consider bad or negative, you can picture ourselves throwing away a gift. Those emotions are there to guide us, but if we ignore them, they can't do that for us.
Excellent. Michelle, it's time for a short break. When we return, more on how to learn from and benefit from your emotions. So stay tuned, folks.
Up to date business and financial news. Money, money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Career Contentment Incorporated is a specialized coaching and consulting firm led by Jeff Garden, career coach, HR professional, and author of the first books and learning materials devoted to career contentment. All we do is talk about you, from developing the employment mindset and demonstrating staffing etiquette to managing career flow and recognizing contentment. We're proud to provide the latest in coaching resources and training tools that will enable you or your employees, clients, or customers to recognize their career contentment. Nothing is perfect, and not everything goes your way. But you can always recognize your contentment, even if not happy or entirely satisfied. Stop the complaints, minimize stress, improve retention, distinguish your services, and demonstrate your concern for clients and employees by teaching them how to recognize their career contentment and leverage it to connect with their callings, navigate changes, overcome challenges, and develop the advantages to have and enjoy the career they desire despite the inevitable job dissatisfaction. For additional information and to join the campaign to retire job dissatisfaction, visit CareerContentment.com.
Achieve total wealth management. Listen to Three-Dimensional Wealth with Rory Diefendorf every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, right here on Voice America Business. Three-Dimensional Wealth is a show dedicated to teaching you a value-based approach to comprehensive wealth management through practical strategies and expert advice. Take your first step down the road to financial independence. Listen to Three-Dimensional Wealth with Rory Diefendorf, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Succeeding in your business isn't just about making a living. It's a way of life. Hosts Cliff Inenko and Susan Wilson-Salovic discuss the practical as well as the not-so-practical aspects of owning your own business. Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Succeeding in Your Business, right here on the Voice America Business Channel.
The Bottom Line in Business. Voice America Business.
Welcome back to Career Contentment Radio with Jeff Garden. If you'd like to join our discussion today, or if you have a question for Jeff, call now. The listener lines are open. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5790. That number again is 1-866-472-5790. Now back to our show. Here's Jeff.
Welcome back to Career Contentment Radio, where we're speaking today with Michelle Bursell, who's helping us to see things clearly now. She's a life coach, psychotherapist, speaker, and author of Emotional Abundance, Become Empowered. And hello out there today. I hope you're listening to Sylvia Hayhurst. How you doing, Sylvia? Here we go. Michelle, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us what you mean when you say you learn to work with your emotions. What are you talking about?
Well, when I say learn to work with our emotions, is, as I mentioned before, people are trying to manage and control. And I want people to just listen. We don't have to live this way anymore. I envision us sometimes sitting on top of this volcano that is just about to explode sometimes. And we wonder why there's those fights over the toothpaste cap not being put on correctly, or if you ever watch The Office, how they're complaining about who's in whose side of the cubicle and all these little things that we can get all upset and tense over. And, you know, this is what we're doing. We're not paying attention to the underlying messages that are going on within us. And so trying to manage and control means we're not completely understanding. And we need to look at our emotions as something we can understand. So for your listeners, look at how we used to parent our children a generation ago. It was more about trying to control them through physical or emotional punishment. You know, we would call them maybe a name, like you're being a brat, or, you know, some parents would even, you know, physically hit. And these are all controlling methods. And we're doing the same things to ourselves. Now, we can be emotionally abusive to ourselves if we're trying to control and manage how we feel. So this is the new shift. Just as parents now have learned how to work with their kids, that's what I want us to do with our emotions. We can learn to work with them. And when we do, we can lead ourselves to feel our emotional well-being that we're supposed to. We're not fighting ourselves anymore.
So if I've just left my office or left my boss's office and he's really got me upset and I'm feeling certain things and he's raised certain points about my performance and I go to back to my office and I'm kind of shut my door and I'm fuming. What am I doing here? What should I just suppress that and put my nose into the work and forget it? Or what do you suggest?
No, don't do that. Right, that's exactly what people that's what people will do, and this is the worst thing we can do to ourselves. Look at this as that fuming as your internal GPS system navigating you as to what is really going on for you. And what is that anger about? Maybe it's, and what we have to realize is when we are saying we are angry at someone, that is us projecting that feeling. And what that means is that underneath that anger, although that your boss could have done something very real that upset you, the anger is really at ourselves. We're upset at ourselves that we didn't put out our what we wanted to really share or create some sort of boundary that would have said that we would have preferred to be addressed in a different way. We have to look at what's the part that we're upset with ourselves about.
Very interesting. So in my case, my boss was generally right. I screwed up with something and I didn't want to admit it. That was my emotional message I had to deal with.
Yes, exactly. And so what is, and so you're upset with yourself about that. And so maybe the upsetness is just to look at what can I do differently so that I'm not creating this mistake. But it could also be a message that to not, depending on the circumstances, to not be so hard on yourself too.
Wonderful. Now, I'm a fan of your book, Emotional Abundance, Become Empowered. Now, it makes the point that our emotions, I'll quote this, it says, our emotions are our truth. They define us. Are there situations when the truth shouldn't be revealed? And if so, when is it advisable to mask our emotions?
Well, what I want your listeners to get, You do not have to mask your emotions. Now, here's a key point. There's a difference with knowing that our emotions are true to us versus a sense of, that we have to share them to everyone. Now, what I want them to understand is two points. Although we never have to deny to ourselves our feelings, we have choices as to how these feelings are expressed.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, we do not have to worry about our emotions if we regularly attend to them. So what I'm trying to say is we might have a feeling. Does everyone out there in the office need to know our feeling? Not necessarily. We only get into these volcano explosion situations is when we're denying it within ourselves, because all our emotions are trying to do is get our attention. If we say, okay, I hear you, and we need to deal with this in a different way and can process this later, then that's going to support you a lot more for being able to address the situation in a way that feels right for you and in your highest good. It's what I'm trying to get to your listeners is it's all this suppression that makes us build up and makes us address our emotions in a way that makes us feel uncomfortable about ourselves and uncomfortable about how we handle the situation. Really, our emotions will not make us fly off the handle or do anything outrageous if we're attending to them regularly.
And how do we do that?
How do we attend to them regularly?
Yes, like the first things that come to my mind are like I go out and exercise, I take long walks, I work on the bike, maybe go fishing. I love writing like you did. Are there other things we can do?
Yes,
to attend to them?
Well, what you were pointing out to your listeners and what they should get from the message that you just shared is having this alone time for ourselves, creating some intimacy for ourselves. So this is, whether that's exercising for you, journaling, taking the dog for a walk, going for a walk by yourself, in doing some hobby, like you said, as fishing. Those are all great techniques that will do this. But I also encourage people to just give ourselves time to sit, to just look out a window or be outside in a hammock and stare at the clouds. And this is really how we get in touch with ourselves and know what's going on. If we put our, if our mind is always going round and round with our to-do list, we're chasing our tail.
So there really is something to this count to ten before we react.
Right. Well, it's that's one way to do it. Do I count to ten, or can I look at what's really going on with me, say that I'm going to address this, and move on? Our emotions will build up. It's an alarm going off, okay, and it's saying, you need to attend to this, you need to attend to this. And if we say, I can't deal with this right now, I'm in an important meeting or I've got an important call to take, you are pushing it down, which builds up that alarm to have to go off louder and louder. If you say, okay, I'm feeling very frustrated and angry about this right now, and as soon as I get off of work, I'm going to journal or I'm going to go for a run, and basically tell yourself that you're going to attend to this, you're going to see your emotions even out. They won't smooth out completely until you actually address them, but you're not going to feel as impacted by them.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. That's great advice. Now, let me ask you this. You've already used the term a couple times, the gift of our emotions. And what you do is you're putting a positive slant on even negative emotions like fear and anger. How do we reason to view these kind of emotions positively?
Well, Jeff, as I said, there was a time when I used to completely categorize emotions and would question, what is wrong with me? Mm-hmm. Especially when I would struggle with my feelings after being trained as a psychotherapist and life coach. I was, what is wrong with me? I'm supposed to know how to do this. What was missing was our understanding. When we take our emotions personally, we're in essence shooting the messenger. That is all our emotions are. They are really.
I like that.
Yes, and so we take them personally, and they're just there to tell us when we are in alignment with our true sense of self or not, when we're living life how our essence wants us to live or we're not. And that, how can that not be a gift? And you're talking to a person who used to be sad, depressed, anxious, and I get excited now when I'm sad. So that kind of sums it up right now, because I know I'm creating change.
Now this music is giving me new emotions here. Well, we're going to take a brief break here, Michelle. When we come back, we're going to hear from our Chinese career coach, Kathy Yin. And prior to this program, we supplied Michelle with some information about career contentment. We'll hear from her what she thinks about this. So please stay tuned.
Money. Up-to-date business and financial news. Money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Career Contentment Incorporated is a specialized coaching and consulting firm led by Jeff Garden, career coach, HR professional, and author of the first books and learning materials devoted to career contentment. All we do is talk about you, from developing the employment mindset and demonstrating staffing etiquette to managing career flow and recognizing contentment. We're proud to provide the latest in coaching resources and training tools that will enable you or your employees, clients, or customers to recognize their career contentment. Nothing is perfect, and not everything goes your way, but you can always recognize your contentment, even if not happy or entirely satisfied. Stop the complaints, minimize stress, improve retention, distinguish your services, and demonstrate your concern for clients and employees by teaching them how to recognize their career contentment and leverage it to connect with their callings, navigate changes, overcome challenges, and develop the advantages to have and enjoy the career they desire despite the inevitable job dissatisfaction. For additional information and to join the campaign to retire job dissatisfaction, visit careercontentment.com.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjo Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjo Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
Welcome back to Career Contentment Radio with Jeff Garten. If you'd like to join our discussion today, or if you have a question for Jeff, call now. The listener lines are open. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5790. That number again is 1-866-472-5790. Now back to our show. Here's Jeff.
Welcome back to Career Contentment Radio, where we're speaking today with Michelle Bursell, a life coach, psychotherapist, speaker, and author of the book I Love, Emotional Abundance, Become Empowered. And before we begin this segment, I'd like to welcome Kathy Yin, our Chinese career coach, who has a special reading prepared today in honor of Michelle. Kathy, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
Very good, Kathy.
Welcome to the show. Hello, everyone. Today I'm going to tell a Zen story titled Self-Control, 自我控制. One day in the lush mountains of China, there was an earthquake that shook the mountain, including a large Zen temple. Parts of the temple collapsed as a result, and many of the monks were terrified. When the earthquake stopped, the teacher said, "Now you have had the opportunity to see how a Zen man behaves in a crisis situation. You may have noticed that I did not panic. I was quite aware of what was happening and what to do. I led you all to the kitchen, the strongest part of the temple. It was a good decision because, you see, we have all survived without any injuries. However, despite my self-control and composure, I did feel a little bit tense, which you may have deduced from the fact that I drank a large glass of water, something I never do under ordinary circumstances." One of the monks smiled, but did not say anything. "What are you laughing at?" asked the teacher. "That wasn't water," the monk replied. "It was a large glass of soy sauce." In Chinese, we say everyone should carefully observe which way her heart draws her, and then choose that way with all her strength. In this story, the wise monk took counsel from his frightened emotions and helped to lead all the monks to safety when they seemed frozen. But what would have happened if they ignored this obvious warning or the urgency put forth by their feelings and emotions? Sometimes the calmest-looking person in an emergency situation can be the most nervous as well, but you may never know it. The wise monk took care of his underneath needs by drinking a big glass of liquid without wearing it. Too bad it was not water. In Chinese, we also say, govern yourself and you can govern the world. How can we effectively govern ourselves if we do not listen to our emotions and the messages they send to us? Michelle, what do you think of this story?
Oh, Kathy, I love that story for so many reasons. There's so many layers to it. But the key point that I think I got from it, and I hope your listeners got from it as well, was the sense of knowing what direction to take when we have clarity within ourselves, and we can have that when we allow our emotions to be a part of us that we express. And I love that he admitted that he felt tense, but because he is used to attending to this state, it didn't make him go frantic. And this is really the power within each of us that we have to, it helps us to become better leaders and better in the people that we want to be out in the world. I thought that story was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's a great point, Michelle. I'm glad you like it.
You know, Kathy, and Michelle, you tell me about this too. It shocked me, her story, because you, in your book, you even recommend drinking water. Isn't that true?
It's
true. And that's what this monk did. I thought, oh my God, did you, what the heck? That was pretty cool.
That's funny.
Well, it's just another way to help us be clear. The more we can be a clear channel to ourselves, the more we can trust in our essence to guide us to what is right and best for our highest good and those around us. And so there is a component to this that truly supports us to help be leaders to ourselves first, and of course then that touches others and impacts others.
Yeah, and the other thing that you said, that there are so many layers to this story. Yeah, great job, Kathy. Great reading.
Oh, thank you. And nice talking to you, Michelle.
Nice talking to you, Kathy.
Thank you for coming to this show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for sharing that story.
You're welcome. Okay, Jeff, it's my time to go. This is Kathy Yin, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week. 再见, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Kathy. Thank you so much. Well, Michelle, what do you think of that?
I thought that was amazing that she, like you told me ahead of time, that she knows how to pick out stories that really relate to what the discussion is about, and that was just right on. And I would like to hear the story again just to get to more of those layers.
Well, the program will be in the archives. You can listen to it every day for the rest of your life. Thank goodness. That's
thank
great.
Goodness. Right.
Well, Michelle, now that you've had a chance to learn about career contentment, what are your thoughts on this new topic?
What I love about career contentment is that it teaches us about finding contentment within yourself. And this is exactly what our emotions are guiding us to do as well. We will always feel like something is missing or not enough when we look to external circumstances, external events to validate us. And career contentment is all about teaching people that that's not what is going to make you feel fulfilled, and emotions are trying to guide you to do the same thing.
That's wonderfully stated. In fact, what the challenge with any new topic is educating people on what it means, and most people assume satisfaction is from within, but the reality is, in order for you to be made satisfied, someone has to do something to fulfill your expectation before you are made satisfied. And really, contentment is your state of mind, which you control independent of other people and things you don't have. You can always be content with or without satisfaction. That's the learning point on this new topic, and I think you hit it on the head.
Well, it's because, Jeff, I've had people, I tend to get male clients when they have reached what they consider their peak in their career. They're making tons of money, they've got this leadership position, and they're saying to me, what the heck, this was supposed to make me happy. And they come to me and they're like, I don't get what life is about, or I don't understand why I'm not happy. And I'm there guiding them with their emotions as to how to find their purpose and passion. That comes from within. That's not about all that external stuff.
Yes, exactly. I love it. I love hearing you talk about that. Now, we say job satisfaction is a condition and controlled by employers, and career contentment is a state of mind we control through reasoning. And your book, I think, talks about this reasoning, what you called managing our emotions. And we make the point that a contented mind is optional by choice and enables our resilience to endure despite circumstances. Now, do you view this as overlooking our emotions, or is it more working with them?
Well, it depends. What we need to look at is our emotional selves buying into the message that we're conveying to ourselves. Mm-hmm. So if emotionally we do, we'll notice we'll feel contentment. What we have to be aware of is if we do not emotionally believe in the message that we're trying to tell ourselves, then we're going to struggle with truly feeling contentment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so if we listen to our feelings, then we can ask ourselves, and this is what I want your listeners to get, how am I to function given these circumstances that is for my highest good? That's what they should be asking themselves when these emotions come up.
And okay, say that again. Say it one more time.
Sure. When you're struggling with feeling contentment, I want you to ask yourself, how am I to function given these circumstances, given whatever is causing me angst, and how am I to function that is for my highest good? Ask yourself this, and you will be surprised that you will have an answer. And if it's not the exact answer you're looking for, you're at least going to have guidance as to how you need to be taking further direction. This will come from within you. This is about you. This is not about the external. We allow our minds to believe in ourselves that it's about the external. It's not.
Yes. Wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. And you know, the contentment has been given a bad name as meaning settling for less, when in fact it refers to our self-sufficiency to reason and endure despite not always being made satisfied. So I love what you're saying. It's perfect.
Well, thank you. Well, it's because I believe it, and it's true because my clients can be a testimony to that, because it just doesn't work that way. You can reach that goal, and then you find yourself sinking into a hole, and it's not fun. And you have to go within. That's the only way to really be able to find that contentment and joy, passion, all the gamut that you desire in life.
You can make a list of all the things that make you satisfied, and then when you look at that list, try to determine how many of those things you control. There's nothing, none. But what enables your contentment is anything, because it's a state of mind, and you can choose to be content. Right?
Well put. Absolutely.
All right, Michelle, it's time for our final short break on this program today. And when we come back, we're going to hear more from Michelle about her coaching and how to reach her. So, folks, please stay tuned.
Stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free, 866-472-5790, 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Career Contentment Incorporated is a specialized coaching and consulting firm led by Jeff Garden, career coach, HR professional, and author of the first books and learning materials devoted to career contentment. All we do is talk about you, from developing the employment mindset and demonstrating staffing etiquette to managing career flow and recognizing contentment. We're proud to provide the latest in coaching resources and training tools that will enable you or your employees, clients, or customers to recognize their career contentment. Nothing is perfect, and not everything goes your way, but deep
you can always recognize your contentment, even if not happy or entirely satisfied. Stop the complaint. Minimize stress. Improve retention. Distinguish your services and demonstrate your concern for clients and employees by teaching them how to recognize their career contentment and leverage it to connect with their callings, navigate changes, overcome challenges, and develop the advantages to have and enjoy the career they desire despite the inevitable job dissatisfaction. For additional information and to join the campaign to retire job dissatisfaction, visit careercontentment.com.
The economy and financial markets continue to expand in both their size and complexity, but being able to anticipate changes in the markets for housing, jobs, and financial assets remains a crucial ingredient to our financial well-being. On The Economy and the Markets, with economist, investment strategist, portfolio manager, and host, Doug Cligget, utilizes his 25 years of experience with that of his highly informed guests to provide clear, reasoned explanations of current events. To navigate the markets that influence our lives every day of the week, tune into The Economy and the Markets with Doug Cligget, broadcasting each Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. The Economy and the Markets. Clear thoughts in a complex world.
What's this? Milk. Low fat, no fat. They're milk too, and their names rhyme.
This man may sound odd.
Low fat, no fat.
But to his 3-year-old daughter helping him pick out food, he makes perfect sense.
Here's cheese with holes in it.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. Take simple moments like shopping and turn them into learning moments.
It's called Swiss.
Swiss has holes.
That's right. Oh, can you say gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Sell, buy, sell. All we talk about is money. Talk to an expert. Call now. Call now. Toll free 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
I can see clearly now.
Welcome back to Career Contentment Radio with Jeff Garten. If you'd like to join our discussion today, or if you have a question for Jeff, call now. The listener lines are open. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5790. That number again is 1-866-472-5790. Now back to our show. Here's Jeff.
Welcome back to Career Contentment Radio, where we're speaking today with Michelle Bursell, a life coach, psychotherapist, speaker, and author of Emotional Abundance, Become Empowered. Great show today, Michelle. Thanks for coming onto this program again. It's been a ball of fun.
It has, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. So for any listeners now joining the program, Michelle, can you briefly summarize your top tips for emotional abundance to enable our career contentment?
Jeff, the one thing that I want your listeners to leave with, and I'll leave them this tool for them to use, is to understand, first, that we'll be able to support ourselves if we are willing to examine all our feelings about our careers right now. So here's the tool. Ask yourself if you are willing, first of all, to be completely honest with yourself. Sometimes we're not willing, so that's the first question. And then if you are willing, write down feelings that you categorize, write down your feelings and those that you categorize as good and those you categorize as bad. And with those feelings that you categorize as feeling bad, ask yourself, what are you buying into that isn't true? What I've always found is that intellectually people can tell themselves that they know better or they don't think this, but deep down emotionally they believe just the opposite. And they're having these feelings because our emotions are there to support us to change our sense of self so that we are more in alignment with living our life as we're intended to. And in my experience, this has never been about their work environment or who they work with. Again, it's not about the external. This is an inner experience that their essence is asking them to address and recognize the real truth. And to really get into this, there's a series of tools which I explain in my book, but this can begin just by this simple question and starting a journal.
Mm-hmm. So coming clean with ourselves.
Coming really clean and not being afraid of what is in there.
Excellent. Well, tell us about your book, where our listeners can find a copy, and tell us a little bit about your coaching and training as well.
Sure, Jeff. My book is called Emotional Abundance, Become Empowered. And this can be found at, real easy for you, www.emotionalabundance.com. So it's the title of my book. And I have two important points why you want to go to emotional abundance. First is you can buy my book from emotionalabundance.com, and the packaging and distribution will be done by a not-for-profit organization called Can Do Industries. And this, I was so excited to be able to do this because this is a wonderful organization that works with people who have physical and mental disabilities, and it's about empowering them. So I'm all about our empowerment, and this gives them a sense of their self-worth, and being able to work for them is such a gift, because typically jobs won't be able to hire them. So they are going to be distributing my book, and for each book sale that I make on emotionalabundance.com, $250 will go to Can Do. And it's not like the, and in fact, and so this leads me to the second point, is that if you order my book today, I'm going to give you a special code that will give you a 20% discount. So you're not going to find this book elsewhere cheaper. Go to this website. The code is EVENT, E-V-E-N-T, and you will get the book for about $15, 18 cents with the discount, and $250 of that is going to Can Do. So the website again for that is emotionalabundance.com. And then I also have coaching and training that I do. I do corporate training in emotional leadership empowerment, as well as keynote speaking for organizations and colleges. And for those desiring more personal support, I do individual consultations and coaching. So if there are people you know that could benefit from my message, I love receiving your emails about what I can share and to who. So if there's an organization that you would like me to speak with, please let me know. I get messages from listeners just like you who recognize the uniqueness in this message, and they want to share it with others that they know might need support with transitioning, learning how to work with their emotions rather than control or manage them.
That's fantastic. That's really fantastic, and I love your approach to that. So the listeners can go to emotionabundance.com. The code that they put in is EVENT, E-V-E-N-T. They get a discount, and the book proceeds portion go to this wonderful organization. Great job, Michelle. That's wonderful.
Thank you. I'm excited about it.
Well, what's on the horizon for Michelle Brousseau? Do you plan for another book, or do you have any upcoming speaking events?
Oh, my goodness, Jeff. There's so much going on. It's hard for me to take a handle on all of it, but it's exciting stuff. And, yes, there's a couple more books that are in the works, and I'm also very excited to begin offering group coaching, and this is beginning actually next week. And I love this because this is going to enable me to work with more people at a more affordable price range. And I also am teaming up with wonderful people who share in wanting people to be able to feel more empowered with their emotions. And I've teamed up with Suzanne Monroe, who is actually a food coach, and we're supporting people with health issues and health goals that they will have for their new year so that they can know how to address their emotional attachments when they're trying to make change or transition in their life.
That's a good point, because when I get upset sometimes, I eat Oreo cookies. Is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly it, yeah. So we need to address the emotional piece to that so that if that's what I like about Suzanne, too, because it's not that any food is a no category. It's just we look at emotions and food the same way. They don't need to be labeled or categorized. But if there's behaviors we're engaging in that aren't for our highest good, that we're continuously repeating, that's what we want to address. So Yeah, I'm very excited to just team up with wonderful people who share similar ideas. And as I said, I love what I do. So even if you have contentment in your work and you know of someone that you care about that struggles with worry, anxiety, frustration, then I would love if you turn them on to emotional abundance. I think it's an important message that we can share with so many.
I agree with you, and it's a great book. It's a nice read, and it's not over people's heads. It's right to the point, and I can tell there are many times you're just speaking from the heart. It's a great job. You did a great job.
Oh, I appreciate that, Jeff. It was as I said, I didn't even intend to write a book, so it came from my heart for sure.
Well, Michelle, that's it for our program today. Folks, you've been listening to Career Contentment Radio on the VoiceAmerica.com Business Radio Network. Our guest today has been Michelle Brussell, a life coach, psychotherapist, speaker, and author of Emotional Abundance, Becoming Empowered. You can learn more about Michelle by visiting www.michellebrussell.com and also emotionalabundance.com. Tune in next week when our guest will be Minda Burr, and we're going to teach you how to put fun into your job. Thanks for listening, folks. Bye-bye.
Garden today for Career Contentment Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Join us every Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern for Career Contentment Radio. See you next week.